Hey everyone, and welcome to the Just Get Hired podcast. If you listen to and follow this show, I talk about a lot of different topics from how to interview to personal branding, how to use social media to network. I share a lot of recruiting ideas and we have a lot of discussions about work in general. But one of my most popular episodes was episode 3, where I shared my comments about why your LinkedIn profile sucks. That was the very last episode that I put out last year, and it is the one that I get the most messages about online. And here we are. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we're almost done with 2021, and I have to bring it up again because your LinkedIn profiles still suck. I have to tell you guys, and I'm sorry, not sorry, but as I scroll through LinkedIn, which I'm pretty active on every day, I see that a lot of you did not take my advice, or maybe you just didn't have a chance to catch my last episode where I discussed why your LinkedIn profiles need some TLC. If you're new to the show, hey everyone, my name is Jessica Fiesta George, and I'm a talent acquisition leader with over 15 years of experience, and I help companies with their recruitment and talent acquisition and leadership development strategies. This podcast is for job seekers, business professionals, the underemployed, and the unappreciated employee. We discuss all things work, from how to find a job and then how to keep one too. I always try to keep things a little bit lighthearted, and I will always give you my honest perspective from both a recruiter and employer's point of view. I'm going to go over a lot of the things that I already covered in episode 3, so I encourage you, if you haven't already, go back and take a listen. I do want to give a shout out, though, to Welp Magazine for listing this podcast as one of the top 20 talent acquisition podcasts in 2021. And also, I think this is a small accomplishment, but I also broke into the top 100 list in the business career category for about a week on iTunes. And really, I know that might not be a huge accomplishment because it didn't stick, but I really couldn't do it without your continued support. So welcome to episode 12. Your LinkedIn profile still sucks. I'm going to revive a lot of old classics, but we're going to have a lot of new discussion, and I do want to hear from you. So let's connect on LinkedIn. You can search by my full name, Jessica Fiesta George. You can also connect with me on my Instagram page, which is Just Get Hired. And then I do have a website if you would love to subscribe to that. It's justgethired.com. My goal is to make sure that your profile stands out, that you are putting your best foot forward, and that you are getting the attention that you need to take that next step towards a career or business opportunity. Here we are, episode 12. Why does your LinkedIn profile still suck? Well, obviously, you didn't follow my advice from episode 3, or maybe you just have not had a chance to listen to that episode yet, which is perfectly fine because I'm still here trying to help you pimp up that LinkedIn profile. I'm finding that your profile picture, your headline, your banner, your experience section, and the overall look and feel of your profile is just blah. So I'm going to share some new tips and a few reminders to help you because I want to make sure that your profile is in tip-top shape. There are so many people looking to hire you, and there's also a lot of people willing to connect right now. And based on all of those hashtag open to work photo frames that I keep seeing on a lot of your profiles, you are also looking to capture the attention of several recruiters. So let me do my thing and let me help connect you. Now, why did you join LinkedIn in the first place? Was it because you wanted to find more sales leads? Was it to connect with other industry professionals? Maybe it was because you were looking to change careers. There are 775 million reasons right now to join LinkedIn because that's how many users are on this platform, which makes it the world's largest professional network. It's also available in over 200 countries, and I always say that LinkedIn is the ticket to the party. Where else could you meet power players of your desired industry? Have you ever tried to even get a meeting with a CEO, a vice president of a department, the decision makers within an organization that you've been targeting? Well, if so, this is where they're at. Professionals want to meet other professionals. You can send cold calls and emails, all day long, but this is where they're constantly at, networking. So I asked in a recent poll, and 36% of you said that you came to LinkedIn to look for a job or a sales lead, and about 34% of you said that you wanted to learn from other professionals. So based on this, I think the majority of us are using LinkedIn for the right reasons. But I do have to ask the question, why then are some of you using it as a dating platform? I know, this is not a dating platform, but I've had a few people that I've talked to because I thought, am I the only one who's experienced creepers that are trying to score a date? And I'm not alone, because there's a lot of my colleagues and a lot of recruiters who get this at least once or twice a year in their inbox. We get dating requests and marriage proposals. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that LinkedIn is a place to connect professionally. All right, let's talk about photos. One of the reasons why you're not getting noticed is probably because your photo's all wrong. I posted a bunch of polls on LinkedIn to get your feedback on what type of photo makes you want to stop and look at someone's profile. And here's where I got to meet someone new. I met April Palmer, who commented on one of my LinkedIn posts. April is the founder of Pivot Pass, which is an inclusive employee wellness program, and she has a ton of accolades, including running her own live podcast on LinkedIn where she celebrates professional failures. Now, it wasn't just her comment, but in her headline, she has these very catchy hashtags, and we're going to talk about headlines in just a minute. But April's hashtags on her headline included hashtag 15-minute fuckups and hashtag Queen of Hype. So obviously something like that on your profile is going to pique my interest. So I was intrigued to learn a little bit more. But April's comment on my poll says, do you smile at your coworkers when you're in the office or when meeting a potential client for the first time or when you walk onto a stage to give a keynote speech? Well, of course you do. For one, smiling makes your brain release these weensy little nuggets called neuropeptides that make your brain create new connections. Seriously, smiling makes your brain bigger. Then it also releases feel-good chemicals that lower anxiety and make you feel happier. But this is where the magic happens, y'all. Smiling is contagious. Other people's brains are hardwired to mimic facial expressions, which means that when they see you smile, they unconsciously smile, which makes their brain fire these little nuggets of neuropeptides and release happiness chemicals. Your smiling LinkedIn picture is literally contributing to the mental and emotional health of every single one of your connections. Now, I loved this comment from April because it's true. A smiling photo is definitely the best one to have, and I loved her insight, so I've invited her to come on the show. So let's see if she accepts, and stay tuned for more. Another thing I want to remind you, and I said this in episode 3, but booby shots do not belong on LinkedIn. Move those to Tinder, move them to Instagram. You're sending the wrong message. Also, poorly cropped photos. If you have someone else's arm or their hand around your shoulder and they're not in the picture with you, get a new photo. Photos with your significant other, your dogs, your kids, those do not belong as your profile photo on LinkedIn. Share those on Facebook or somewhere else, but your profile photo should show that you are confident and approachable and should showcase you. If you can't afford to get professional headshots, ask someone to help. Now, I'm not a total fan of selfies, and I said this before, but I am guilty because if you go to my current LinkedIn profile, I did use a selfie that I took myself, but I put it up on a tripod and I snapped it, and I feel like it looks professional and captures my personality. I know, probably need to take my own advice, but it doesn't look like a true selfie. The angles are just right. You can't see my arm extended. I don't have all of these crazy Snapchat filters on there. It's a photo that really captures me. So until I can get in and find time to get professional headshots, that's the one I'm going to use. But if you have a photo, that's the start. You want to find a photo that, first of all, looks like you, and that makes others stop and just say, wow, nice. A word from my sponsor, me. Did you know that on top of doing this podcast and my full-time job, one of the services I offer is resume writing and LinkedIn profile support? We all need a side hustle, and this one's mine. I've teamed up with a few amazing resume writers in the industry, and together we can help you in elevating your professional and online presence. Want to learn more? Visit justgethired.com or shoot me an email at justgethired@gmail.com. All right, guys, we are on episode 12, Your LinkedIn Profile Still Sucks. And this is a follow-up to episode 3, where I shared my tips on what I feel makes a good LinkedIn profile. And the reason why we're doing this episode as a follow-up is because there's still a lot of you that your LinkedIn profile still sucks. So the next topic we're going to talk about is your LinkedIn banner. So I don't know how many of you guys are using this, but your LinkedIn banner is that photo that's on the very top of your LinkedIn profile. And if you are not using this, this is another reason why your LinkedIn profile still sucks, because you're not taking advantage of developing your online presence. So what makes a good LinkedIn banner? So I couldn't have said it better myself. I had a few polls, and I'm going to borrow a quote from Timothy French, who commented on this, and I couldn't have said it better. So Timothy says, your banner should be like a window to the rest of the profile. It should invite someone into the profile and give them a taste of what's to come as they read on. So thank you so much, Timothy. Timothy's a training facilitator and learning and development professional. My friend Scott Raythier also commented, but before I share his comment, Scott is an extraordinary LinkedIn networker. I call him a LinkedIn extraordinaire, or a networking guru, because he is so connected and he always stays very involved on LinkedIn. He always makes sure he connects you with the right people. If he knows someone in his network, he is more than willing to introduce you to somebody. And he has a great following when it comes to the military community. So we actually connected on Clubhouse, and we have continued conversations on LinkedIn. And so, Scott, if you're listening, this is still an open invitation to come on the show, because I think a lot of listeners would benefit from your wisdom. So Scott's quote about a LinkedIn banner was that he, quote, calls it a billboard versus a banner. I want it to tell a story to draw me in to the rest of your profile. So I totally agree with you, Timothy and Scott. I tell everyone it's like a book cover. If you can summarize what you want people to learn about you in a photo, what would that look like? Now, if you were sitting on a shelf, what would make your profile more appealing than the one sitting next to it? So there's a number of things that you can do here. If you work for a corporation or a company, a lot of times the marketing teams will also have assets that you can borrow and place this on your LinkedIn banner. So sometimes they'd like for you to promote their website, or maybe it's just to promote the company in general, but they do have templates available for all of their employees so that your profiles are uniform. It speaks to the company culture, shows all of the company branding, usually has a call to action somewhere. So you might want to ask your marketing team or marketing person if they have any templates available for you to use. Or if you want to create something personal to you, this is a great way for you to create one. So if you still need inspiration, Google LinkedIn banner ideas. There's a lot of things out there that you can draw inspiration, but make it your own. So if there's a favorite quote that you like, maybe a favorite photo, if you're selling something, this is a perfect place for you to scream what it is that you are promoting. So like Scott said, this is your billboard. So what do you want people to learn about you as they scroll by on LinkedIn? So whatever you do, make sure you put something there. Don't leave it empty. If you need inspiration, you can also look at mine. I try to change it out every season. Sometimes I'll change it out every time I have a new podcast episode, but this is something personal to you. So just put something there, but don't leave it blank. The next thing we're going to talk about is your headline. So this is the most important part of real estate on the LinkedIn universe. Your headline can say so much about you in just a short amount of words. So April already caught my attention, like I mentioned earlier, with her headline, and that's what intrigued me to open up her profile and learn a little bit more about her. Not only did she use hashtags, which also, if you want to associate yourself with different hashtags or you follow different hashtags, this is a good place to put it because this is what helps you to be searchable on LinkedIn when people are doing a search. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, what is a headline? Where is that on my profile? I have no idea what she's talking about. Take a look underneath your name. If it is set to post your current title and your current company, that is set to default. Let's hurry up and change it, okay? Because that is boring. Boring, okay? Keywords here make you searchable, also make you sound a little bit more interesting. The more creative you can be, the better. So again, look underneath your LinkedIn profile. If it's set to default, let's change it up. This is where you can post your accolades. You can offer people things that you're selling. Maybe you're promoting something. What can you offer people that are scrolling by? How can you influence a company with your skills? And then how can people benefit if they connect with you? If you're in sales, this is a great place that you can write about the type of clients that you're looking for and why they should connect with you. If you're looking for a job, instead of putting that you're looking for a job, why not tell a company in just a few words why they should hire you? If you have certain certifications, this is also a great place to showcase that here as well. If you won an award, LinkedIn is a place to brag about it. So if you have a professional award, maybe you ranked as like the top 20 most influential person in the world or Forbes 30 for 30 list, whatever it is, this is a great place to tell people exactly who you are. So hopefully you get the idea. And if you need help, this is something that I help various clients with. So don't hesitate to reach out, but change it up, see what works, see what sticks. See if you get more engagement to your post. See if more people are visiting your profile. And just change it up every time you can. So we've talked about a good photo. You have a LinkedIn banner. You have a cool headline. The next section is that summary section. Short and simple is the key to me. Although people will probably debate me on this one. But I get online ADD if it's too long. So I lose interest. I'm not here to read your novel. So follow up your headline with a story behind why people should connect with you. What will set you apart? If you can capture someone's attention in about a minute or less when they're reading it, the better. So if you think about the term elevator pitch or your elevator speech, what is your elevator pitch? If you can write that down for people to understand, short and sweet, plain and simple, I think that is usually the best. So if you need help or inspiration here, go back to episode 3. And if you still need my assistance, I'll be happy to help you here. Okay, as we finish up episode 12, your LinkedIn profile still sucks. There's a few other sections that I want to discuss. So as we go down your LinkedIn profile, if you're scrolling, the next section we're going to talk about is your experience section. Now, many LinkedIn influencers may have different opinions as far as how far to go back into your work history. This isn't a book and this is not a novel, like I said earlier, and most users, like me, do not want to linger on your profile for too long. So keep your jobs short and sweet and make sure that they're targeted towards whatever types of positions that you're applying for if it is a career that you're trying to look for. If you're in sales, think about what types of experience in your background could coincide with how you want potential prospects to view your level of expertise. The other good thing about making sure that your LinkedIn experience section is up to date is that many companies will allow you to share your URL to their application and it will parse out everything that you have in there so that you don't have to fill out lengthy job applications. So focus on key skills, Make sure you keep it short and sweet. Also, you want to make sure that if you do get an interview or if you do get some interest into your profile, that you also follow it up with a really good detailed resume. If a company is interested in speaking with you, this is your job to go ahead and tell them a little bit more about you. Now, we covered a lot of topics in this episode, and hopefully you're starting to feel a little bit better about your LinkedIn. I've armed you with some tools and a lot of great ideas to give you a little bit of life into your profile. So if you changed your photo, your banner, your headline, you've updated your summary and your experience, then what is next to make your presence known to the LinkedIn community? Well, the answer is simple. It's all about engagement. This is your best resource to develop authentic connections with people. I have met so many people over the years. There's a few people that I have not even met yet in person, but a lot of people that I try to stay connected with online. I was able to actually find my last three jobs just through networking and my outreach on LinkedIn, and I've also been able to put people that I have not even met before in touch with other people within my network. So you never know when you can foster an introduction for someone else. Now, the final poll that I asked on LinkedIn centered around how often people were on this platform. Now, I was really surprised at the number, but 60%, actually over 60%, said that they were on it a few times a day, every day, if not hourly, and the rest of you guys are on it a few times each week. So with so many people on here on a daily basis, why are you not trying to broaden your network? So how can you get the most out of LinkedIn? So it's all about engaging, following, connecting, commenting, posting, resharing, joining groups, staying active, and then staying consistent. Like many things, it does take a lot of work. So remember why you joined LinkedIn to begin with, whether it was to connect with other professionals, change careers, or to get sales leads, or if it was just to learn from others, the only way that you're going to get more out of it is if you use it. Well, hopefully you gained some helpful tips. If we focus on all the things we discussed in this episode, your LinkedIn profile will suck less. And maybe you'll find that you get a lot more out of the platform than you did before. If you feel like I missed anything, or if you do want to continue this conversation, reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can also email me at justgethired@gmail.com or visit my website, justgethired.com. This is Jessica Fiesta George. What do you want to talk about next? I'll catch you on my next episode.